The Ebola outbreak that began in 2018 in the Democratic Republic of Congo and has killed more than 1,000 people may be in danger of spiraling out of control. The outbreak is already the second largest on record behind the 2014-16 epidemic that killed more than 11,000 people. And infectious disease specialists say we are now truly in uncharted Ebola control territory because of violence that's preventing their work. Helen Branswell is senior writer for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, tell us about this violence.
This outbreak is happening in a part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo that has been a conflict zone for more than two decades. Because there's been this sort of long simmering conflict, all sorts of local militias have been established. So it's really a part of the country where, you know, danger is rife and it's really not easy for outsiders to maneuver around in.
Well, you write about Ebola treatment centers and roadside checkpoints being torched, response workers being beaten. There was an epidemiologist who was murdered by gunmen. Talk about how this is so important with Ebola, because it's about vaccinating people. It's also about tracking them down and just isolating them.
Right. So the real problem right now is that most of the cases are occurring in these two sort of twin cities called Butembo and Katwa, which are also where most of the violence is occurring. So one of the things about this area is that people there did not know Ebola before this outbreak, and they've been hearing rumors, lots of rumors that have been spreading on social media, and even by some politicians, opposition, who said that Ebola isn't real or that it was brought in by the outsiders who the people in the region now see driving around in UN cars. You know, when things get bad, tempers flare, these response workers are having to essentially move around when they can move around with armed guards, essentially, which does not do anything to, break down the barriers between them and the community.
Yeah.
For the past few days in Butembo, they haven't been able to vaccinate. So it's critical that people who've been exposed to the virus get the vaccine, but they can't get to those people because it's too dangerous to move around.
And as you write, always in the past, the chain of Ebola infections has been broken by isolating people who have the illness, burying the dead quickly, and vaccinating people who aren't yet sick. And so none of those things can happen now. So this is an exponential disease. I mean, talk about what some of the fears are about how fast it's growing.
Well, yeah, it's quite sad. You know, it started last summer, and they used the experimental vaccine that Merck is developing, and it was really keeping the numbers in check. And in fact, in January and February, it started to look like the outbreak curve was starting to bend downwards, that it was coming out of control. And then there was violence at Katwa and Butembo, and since then, cases have spiked. So we're at the point now where cases are coming in at about 100 a week. And it's really dangerous because the more cases you have, the harder it is to find out who's been exposed. The virus essentially gets further and further ahead of the response. And that's where people feel and fear things stand now.
Well, we will certainly keep an eye on this. With Helen Branswell, senior writer for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.